Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, June 7th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 95 years ago, today, in 1929. Through the Lateran Treaty, signed by Benito Mussolini for Italy and by Pietro Gasperi, Cardinal Secretary of State for the Papacy, Vatican City became a sovereign state. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's cloudy and feels like 64 degrees with 3 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:19, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m. Other than that, mostly sunny with a high near 82 and wind of 5 to 7 mile per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m. and it will be partly cloudy with a low around 61. Calm wind becoming west around 6 mile per hour after midnight. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 6:30 with a high tide at 0. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 78 and west wind, 8 to 14 mile per hour. Showers are likely Sunday afternoon, with a high near 76. The rest of the week will be mostly sunny, with highs in the mid-70s. Thursday has a chance of showers, with a high near 84. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Chef John Fraser, known for his Michelin-starred vegetarian cuisine, is opening the Vermilion Club, a 120-seat steakhouse, in Boston's Winthrop Center on June 11th. Fraser blends traditional steakhouse fare with inventive dishes like tomato tartare and foie gras Boston cream pie. The menu includes steakhouse staples, a raw bar, and vegetable-centric options. Fraser aims to offer a luxurious dining experience featuring nearly 70 cocktails and a grand Dale Ciuffoli glass sculpture. The restaurant hopes to enrich Boston's vibrant chop house scene with its unique approach. Now on to sports. The Boston Celtics dominated Game 1 of the NBA Finals, defeating the Dallas Mavericks 107-89. Jaylen Brown led with 22 points, while Kristaps Porzingis shined in his return with 20. Luka Doncic scored 30 points for Dallas, but their offense struggled. Coach Joe Mazzulla praised the Celtics' defensive execution. Boston's strong three-point shooting and balanced attack, including contributions from Jason Tatum and Drew Holiday, secured the win. Game 2 is set for Sunday at TD Garden. Didn't hear much from Kyrie Irving. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road smoked the White Sox 14-2. Tanner Houck got his 6th win of the season, going 7 innings and allowing 2 runs on 3 hits. Duran, Valdez, and Westbrook all smacked homers in this one. And tonight, the Sox play Game 2 of the 4-game series with the White Sox. In top news, Joel K. McConney lived, a spam superfan, faced a TSA checkpoint challenge after packing 15 pounds of spam in his carry-on. The TSA agent flagged his bag, requiring additional screening, but allowed it through after confirming the special flavors. Light, who cherishes spam from his Hawaiian childhood, often carries it home. TSA permits unlimited solid food in carry-ons, prompting Live to say, challenge accepted. His TikTok video about the incident went viral, showing his dedication to the canned meat. Spam's brand team later sent him additional varieties to complete his collection. In business news, Dave & Buster's is transforming its arcades into casinos through a partnership with Lucra Sports. Patrons will be able to place real money bets on arcade games via an app-based loyalty program. This move aims to integrate gambling into everyday activities, blending skill-based gaming with traditional betting. Despite potential regulatory hurdles, this strategy mirrors how DraftKings and FanDuel popularized sports betting. While it may attract customers, there are concerns it could harm the chain's family-friendly image, much like other casinos. This reflects a broader trend of entertainment industries integrating gambling to stay competitive. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $71,000. Ethereum is nearing $3,800. And Solana is $172. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Recent research reveals fascinating insights into animal intelligence and behavior. Crows can count, matching the numeracy skills of young children. Other studies highlight advanced behaviors in animals like rats, gorillas, dolphins, and elephants. Notably, finches have a pre-verbal stage similar to human babbling, and a wild orangutan used medicinal plants for a wound. Dogs show problem-solving skills comparable to human ADHD traits, and some birds and mammals display complex co-parenting behaviors. These findings enhance our understanding of animal cognition and its parallels to human behavior. And in entertainment news, the ongoing fallout from the actors' strike has left the box office struggling, with domestic theatrical revenue down 24% compared to last year and 42% behind 2019. With fewer tentpole releases, the movie industry faces an uncertain future. Major releases like Inside Out 2, Despicable Me 4, and Deadpool and Wolverine aim to revive the box office in 2024. However, the return to a full slate of blockbuster films is expected only in 2025, leaving the industry to navigate a fragile period of recovery. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the current head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis. He said, "Each of us has a vision of good and of evil. We have to encourage people to move towards what they think is good. Everyone has his own idea of good and evil, and must choose to follow the good and fight evil as he conceives them. That would be enough to make the world a better place." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.